up. Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Aleph, Perek Yud Dalet. We spoke yesterday about the concept of our machsh, our we spoke about Maisa, and then we spoke about Dibor. Today we're going to speak about Machshava. And where does Machshava take us? So here, he starts getting deeper into the Inyanim. V'chein al ha'is'oyrus shalamala idei b'chinas ha'machshava, Amar David HaMelech, a famous pasuk that we say every Shabbos, Hayotzer Yachad Libam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Yachad Libam, he gets into their lave, HaMeivin, and he understands, El Kol Ma'aseihim, all of their Maisim. V'ayetzarach Leimar Meivin Kol Ma'aseihim. So we said before that it's going on the Maisim, but here he says it's also going on Machshava. V'hu, and now he explains. Ki yitochen sheshnei anashim oisen aver achas. So a very interesting thing he says here now. Says it's possible that you can have two people that are doing the identical maisa. They're both doing the identical avera, theoretically. But they will not get punished the same. Two possible reasons why. One person has a greater clarity and he understands more. Mitzad, because, listen to this. Mimokum gavoya ve'elyon. The shorish of his neshama comes from a higher place. Remember, everyone's neshama is really stretched out from something called klolius neshamas knesis yisrael. Right? There's a neshama called knesis yisrael, and that neshama is a spiritual entity that we pull neshamas from there. Okay. Neshamas are pulled out from there. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that. According to one Lashon in the Nefesh HaChaim, that was actually higher than the world of Atzilus that we spoke about yesterday. Remember, the world of Atzilus was the first world outside of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nefesh HaChaim was mashma a little bit before, that the Kalolius Nefesh Yisrael is somehow a spiritual force even higher than Atzilus. Okay? But regardless, there's a koach there that's called the shoresh of your neshama. The root of it is from there and it's pulled out into your guf. But not everybody comes from the same spot in the shoresh neshama. Some shoresh neshamas are higher than the other ones, right? If you have a ball and you're pulling out something from the, some are gonna come from the top, some come from the bottom. I mean, just to make it very, on a physical level. So the idea is that not everyone's shirish neshama is the same. So a person whose shirish neshama is higher, his avera will be pogame, will end up bringing a negative energy to a higher source. So his negative energy is, in a sense, more damaging than someone else's negative energy. Okay? And you get punished according to the pagam that you do. According to that negative energy produced, you have enough of koach to be pogame as far as your shurish neshama goes. Okay? And he brings the Zohar. The Zohar says, man de pogam latasa, pogam la'ela. When you're pogame down here, you're pogame on top. To where? La'asad isgazer nishmasei. To the place from which your neshama was cut off. You know, it's from the place in which your shurish neshama comes. And then the Zohar says also, when a person does aver, according to that person, it goes to the place from where his neshama was taken. And it's clear in the Zohar, this concept, right, that the that each person's neshama is from a different area in that, and the avera and the pagam is according to that neshama. And the Arizal says this as well. Okay, now. And he says an example. Says
on the flip side, it is a mitzvah, the same thing. Someone who does it with certain machshavot and, you know, it's high level.
100%. Okay, so first of all, till now, he didn't get to that yet. Right now he's saying that there's a difference between two people could do the identical maisa, but the difference is between where is their neshama from. And the person with the highest level neshama is going to be putting him more. He's going to get to the kavana in a minute. Then he says, "Va'av shekol oylam shu yosei gavoy v'nelam ein b'karach alvin lifol v'pagam v'roishim gadol kolkachim kol zeh onshe gadol yosei." Here he says, "Kimishu memuna letaru letzachzach kisra shomelach." Imagine your job is to polish the crown of the king. Im hisher olav. That means you have a very high position. He's entrusting you with one of the most precious belongings of the entire empire, the crown, and you have to polish it. Im hisher olav afil avak me'at. And what happened? He missed a spot. So what happens? You missed a spot. Ein erech v'dimyon lo'ein shoy. First of all, the chutzpah that you left a spot. Second of all, that spot is much worse. It's very bad. Now he's going to be held. He's going to be brought to court, and they're going to say, "Buddy, you missed a spot on the crown. Big punishment." Then what's his lawyer going to say? He says, "Sir, the guy who's hired by the city to sweep the shuk every night also missed a spot. What about him?" So is he going to say, "Okay, that guy, we don't care if he missed, that spot doesn't matter, doesn't make no difference. This spot of your achrayus, the spot that you're missed, obviously seems much worse, right?" So the person who's sharish neshama is higher is held to a higher standard because he has a higher responsibility. That little speck is putting a speck in the keser. Whereas the speck of a low guy, okay, it's a speck of a low guy. It doesn't really matter, right? So you look around and you say, "Well, why did, how could we be held accountable for Lashon Hara that we speak?" And you look around at the nations of the world, the people around us, right? And you look at CNN, and it doesn't look like anyone's being held accountable for Lashon Hara, right? So why all of a sudden we read the Chafetz Chaim, Lashon Hara is terrible, terrible, and nothing's going on, right? So the answer is that a Jew is not the same as a guy. You can't compare. Our Lashon Hara is going to carry a lot more weight than the Lashon Hara of everyone else around us. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, right?
So now we're talking within the same Knesset Israel, no?
Correct. I'm just giving a mashal, right? But within Knesset Israel,
although most of CNN is Jewish people.
So if you leave the shoe unpolished, you have a much greater problem than me.
If you right, in other words, well, who? What? What was that?
You.
Oh, me? No. This does explain. Have you ever heard the term called Hatzadikim Nidoinim Kechut HaSaira? Tzadikim are judged like the thread of a hair. That means a tzaddik could go a thread of a hair off, bam, he's punished. What we say, right? We said, even we just learned in last week's parasha, the jealousy of the brothers. You have to understand everything that we talk about the Avos HaKadoshim, and we talk about people in Tanakh, and we even talk about the Tanoim and the Amoraim. And then you go down to even our generation, the Anashim, the Gedolim, but you talk about the Avos for a second, and you talk about, well, Yaakov was, jealous, and it even though they were punished for that, if any of us would be on that level, if any of us would do that, we would not be punished for it. It's nothing that's a real Avera. It's only Avera according to their level. Okay? So when we talk about the Avis, the reason they got punished and they're judged by the hair is because their Sherish Neshama comes from a totally different place. So that place of the Sherish Neshama is held to a much higher standard because the Pagam created by that Sherish Neshama is going to do a lot more harm than a Pagam created by any of us. Okay? So yeah, you are correct though that a Tzaddik, that Ish Kadosh Vatar, they are held more accountable. There's no question. Okay. Ein erech v'dimyon la'onshel la'odesh ha'memuna l'nakus chotzar ha'melech. Afim hisher ayiniach besoich ha'harbe refesh v'tit. Right? So you could leave a little speck on the crown is much worse than leaving some dark garbage in the front lawn. L'chein rabu mishpatei Hashem emes b'shinu yichiluki ha'inshem le'in keitz. That's why there's the punishments you can never compare one with the other. L'chol echad kifim adregas ha'pagam b'sherish nishmasai me'eze oylam chatzuva. Okay? So every person's neshama depends where it comes from. Gam lo yeshave oyne shnei anoshim. There's another reason why punishments of two people will not be the same. Mitam shlo haisa machshava shneim shave beis asiyas avim. This is what Adam was saying, because people's machshava could be different. So now, before we were talking about two people that their shorish neshama comes from different places. Now we're talking about you can have two people that are identical and still they can both do the identical maisa, but yet they're going to be punished differently. Why? Because they weren't thinking the same machshava. And therefore what? Therefore, the pgam created by the machshava, which accompanies the sin, is greater than, is a greater determination as to where the pgam is going to hit than the maisa itself. In other words, the maisa itself, the aveira itself is one thing. A person eats chalev and he eats not kosher. Okay. But then he eats not kosher by accident. Okay, that's one machshava. Then another guy ate not on purpose. So the difference between it is not in the action. The difference is in the machshava, right? The machshava really is the penetrating force behind that spiritual energy. Because again, like we said yesterday, the machshava is even more refined than the dibor, and it's more refined than the mind. So it's much more in touch with the upper worlds. So that's why ki aza pagam magia chas v'shalom la'al. What time is that? I show you oinish yoser kal me'amazin. Right. That's why an oinish kal is. And listen to this. He brings a gemara in Yuma that maybe now we can understand. And I don't think I ever understood this gemara. He says, "Hirure avera, caution me avera." Thinking about a sin may be worse than doing the sin, right? Because in the thoughts, a person can connect to a place which is higher than the action itself. I'll look at one more thing, and that's what the pasuk means. Hayotzer yachad libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into our hearts. Why do you have to look into our hearts? Just look in our maisim. Teretz says the answer is it's not enough to look at your deeds. You have to look in your machshava. And that's why only Hashem can judge us. And it's also why we cannot judge one another. That's another reason you have to down the kafschos. Because you see someone's actions, it tells you absolutely nothing about what they actually did. You have to actually think about their machshava and their thoughts. And we're not capable of knowing that. Only Hashem is capable of knowing that. Right? As my Rebbe told us one time, Rameir Stern, he said, he was talking about not judging other people. So one of the Talmidim says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Why should I judge this guy in yeshiva? He sleeps late. He doesn't do anything. And I'm definitely better than him. So the Rebbe said, Rameir Stern, he said, there's only... he said, if you think that you can know what's going through his mind and what type of challenges he's facing to do the little he's doing, in other words, maybe the little bit he's doing, he's facing a harder challenge than you are for the lot that you're doing, right? So if you think that you can know the challenges that he's facing, he said, there's only two ways to know what challenge he's facing. So either you're a Navi or a Shota. You're either a prophet or a fool. And there's no prophecy nowadays. So, in other words, he's saying, how could you judge someone? You got to be a fool to say that. You think you know what he's going through. So anyway, so the machshava really plays a more integral role in a way than the action itself. And let's not forget that this is all letov as well, right? That's why this is one of the reasons why mitzvahs are noshim milumada, doing things out of rote without thinking about the mitzvahs we're doing is not good. Because part of the machshava, the excitement for the mitzvah, the attitude towards it, the kavana involved in the mitzvah, all that plays an integral role in what's going on in the mitzvah. If a person just doing without thinking about it, it's good. Reb Chaim Volozhin's point is, it's valuable, but the machshava that comes along with it is also very valuable.
So this goes along with what you said yesterday, that the speech is more stronger than the...
Yes, exactly.
This is the action is nothing. The speech, the thought, this is much higher than the action.
Right. I mean, they're all three. There's machshava, dibor, maisa. Yeah. There's dibor, let's go. There's maisa, dibor, machshava. Yeah, and that's what we are now. Hayotze yachad libam. It goes into the heart. Okay? Let's stop here. And we will pick up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.